better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All righty, I'm back. I'm back with Ted Pike of www.truthtellers.org and John in California. You have the floor, John. Hi.
Hello. Hello there, Ted.
Yes.
Is one able to email you at your site, Truth Tellers, Ted?
Yes. Just say Ted Pike at truthtellers.org.
Okay, that's great. Okay, well, I've just got a couple of issues to bring up, and this is to do with, scripture about Jewish fables.
Mm-hmm.
The 6 million number that's been bandied about in the Second World War, if you actually go to the Auschwitz website, and this still is a stretch by any imagination, they had lowered the number to 1.5 million. Now, then, in 1989, so you can actually go to the site and see for yourself, there was not 6 million. And I doubt that it would even come to a fraction of that. And this is something else that I wanted to bring up, was the fact that by Red Cross records,
mm-hmm,
that were obtained by Ernst Zundel back when he was having his trial in Canada, he obtained the Red Cross documents. Now, Canada, of course, is a place where truth is no defense in a court of law, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, Ted, I'm sure. Anyways, the Red Cross records and the Russian records coincided, but you know, because as is on your site, the total domination of, we know they're fake Jews. They are the Revelation 2 and 3 Niners. Both coincided with the total number of everybody in Auschwitz at 74,000. There's a whole list. And these, it's one of the greatest hoaxes and milking of humankind and degradation of the German people and the ones that are running the show here. I mean, I know that God's allowed this to happen. They have total control, but not ultimate control, because we know our Father has a plan, our Father in heaven. And so this 6 million number, which is a Jewish fable, even by their own accounts at one camp, dropping the number by nearly 3 million, mm-hmm, I think the 6 million number is just ridiculous to repeat, because it's a lie. And the whole thing is a lie. Out of the journals of Charles de Gaulle, Winston Churchill, and Eisenhower, and over 7,000 pages of their own works, not one mention is made of gas chambers or a Holocaust. And you're correct about one thing, Ted. And that is the fact that these lot will be, it's just like the great Nazi hunters and whatever,
mm-hmm,
ending up in the synagogues of Satan, right? Could I hang over?
All right. Okay. We have only a little bit of time, but sure. John, we'll be right back with you when we come back, and we'll do that in 3 minutes from now. Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike, our guest.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right, we're back with Ted Pike now and John from California. John, you had another point that you wanted to address before we have to move along.
A brief one, so you can carry on with callers.
Surely,
I mean,
John.
God bless you both, and God bless you, Ted. You have absolutely done wonderful work, and the exposure of the Talmud is, absolutely brilliant. I've been researching, Elizabeth Dilling and all that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, thank you, John.
The thing is that's why I would. I'll send you along some stuff, but it's just the fact that the Jewish fables. I mean, they were complicit in taking down the Twin Towers, the Levant affair, the USS Liberty. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's too many to count.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, as it was Hoover who said, basically, I can't say exactly, but people have come face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous that they can scarcely believe it exists. Well, that is one of them, and I just wanted to keep encouraging you in your work because the enemies of Christ are the same today as they were then. The sons of Cain, the Kenites. Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work, and God bless you both. I love you guys.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate all of that. Keep us in your prayers. Ted, I know you've mentioned the Holocaust numbers, and you have followed the fact that these numbers certainly should be subject to scrutiny. And isn't it ironic that the same people that criticize the scriptures and tear it apart and say that we should even doubt that Jesus existed would be aghast that anyone would doubt the Holocaust numbers or the Holocaust story as it's been presented, or stories, I should say.
Well, the Holocaust, you see, is basically vital for at least two great objectives, mm-hmm. two great Pharisaic Zionist objectives. Mm-hmm. Number one, it was necessary in order to create massive public sympathy for the establishment of Israel
yes.
as a nation, primarily
right.
in 1948,
mm-hmm.
and to buttress Israel under a code that one doesn't criticize Israel, one has compassion, and that Jewish suffering is unique to history and to mankind.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another great purpose of the Holocaust, and that is to have this specter of a terror and an ordeal so awful, requiring at least 6 million Jews in order to make it be that vivid. Something so terrible that Christians, when Christians are blamed for being responsible for the Holocaust and actually upholding support of those who created the Holocaust or who created the seeds of the Holocaust in New Testament writings, meaning Jesus and the
mm-hmm.
church, the apostles and the church fathers,
yeah.
you see, that gives a pretext eventually for saying, alleging that not only Holocaust deniers or questioners should be delivered over to Germany or Jerusalem or whatever, but those who indict the Jews and uphold New Testament anti-Semitism should also be delivered over to Jerusalem for crimes against the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Abe Foxman, in his book of several years ago, The New Anti-Semitism, he basically makes this case very strongly, more strongly than any I've really read, that Jesus and the New Testament writers began this evil trend of indicting the Jews, of criticizing the
mm-hmm.
Jews, which snowballs throughout the centuries, culminating in Martin Luther's diatribes against the Jews
mm-hmm.
and further resulting in anti-Jewish feeling among the German populace, undergirding Hitler, and result you have the concentration camps and 6 million dead. And so eventually they're going to say that anyone who supports those who created the germ, the seed of the Holocaust, also should be considered a hate criminal.
Mm-hmm. I don't see how you can escape that conclusion, and apparently that's where it's all leading scripturally. Let's take Henry from Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. A couple of things. One is that gentleman had on just earlier with the names, you were asking him
yeah.
whether he's a bigot or not. I really don't care, but he was the same guy who questioned Robert Chapman on
mm-hmm.
the
Chapman, Chapman must be Jewish, right?
Yeah, right. Now that's what
well,
I was going to say.
That's the same stupidity. Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, no, there's confusion, but I'll say this to him if he's out there listening. Chapman clarified it. That name Chapman is not Jewish. It is English. Now, I'll tell you this, though. There are Jews that have names that are derivative
mm-hmm.
that are similar
mm-hmm.
and to be tricky. And
right.
what I think that guy was thinking of when he called up Stattmiller at that time is he's thinking of Clapland, K-A-P-L-A-N-D,
mm-hmm.
or Copeland,
mm-hmm.
C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
And see, Eric Clapton, the guitarist, right, the sort of blues rock guitarist, mm-hmm. and that name Chapman, neither one of those are Jewish. They're English.
Well, I mean, in some cases, they can be. I mean, you could take the name Brown, for instance. Could be an English name. It could be a Jewish name. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
No, it's not. If it is, they borrowed it. Just like there are some German names that are really German and always
right.
were.
Right.
But they took on. Now,
okay.
I don't know many Jews that took on Clapton.
Exactly,
as far as I know. And I don't know many Jews even in New York named Chapman, though. Not Chapman. I do know Clapland. Clapland and
sure.
Kaplan. And,
understood, Henry.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to move on
from that. The next point was, yes?
Yeah, a question for Mr. Pike.
Yes.
Now, what is it? They're coming out with this new, has this new hate crime bill come out with a new number? Is there some new strategy they're doing? I want to keep informed about mm-hmm. this.
Well, the status of the hate bill right now is that Senator Kennedy and Senator Smith of Oregon, who are the two co-sponsors of the bill, have submitted it to the Senate for possible vote whether to put the hate bill onto the Arms Appropriations Act. And that will be determined perhaps as early as Wednesday or Thursday, beginning of next week. It could go for an immediate vote. As far as new strategies, yes, I did send out an email a month or so ago in which I had talked to Senator Smith, one of his aides, and they thought they were going to be quite flexible. If they didn't put it on as amendment, they might put it on as standalone legislation, just call for a vote for it before the floor of the Senate. They thought they might be able to do that. Either way, the evidence seems to be that they've got the votes to pass it. That's why everybody should be calling first thing Tuesday morning, next Tuesday morning, even before you have breakfast. Put a note on your refrigerator, call my senator, and I'll just give you the toll-free number right now.
Yeah, please do. Give it slowly.
To your senator from your district, toll-free number is 1-877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to the senator from your district is 877-851-6437. We also have that number at truthtellers.org. There is a toll number, which is the Capitol hotline, is 202-225-3121. A toll number again is 202-225-3121.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And I, as I mentioned earlier, come to Truth Tellers, we've got about 37 of the 100 members of the Senate we think are your best bets for another call. Let them know, even though you're not a constituent, perhaps call them and let them know that we do not want a hate crimes bureaucracy here in the United States, because hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and other European countries.
Yeah, and I could tell people out there, I've tried this. I have called people in Montana. I have called the ones in Utah. I just didn't tell them where I'm calling from, and I did give them a last name. They may not know any difference, and most likely they will. Sometimes they will listen. I mean, you know, if they get enough calls, I would say random, and certainly, you know. So even if you don't have web access, you know, the phone would be an excellent idea. It does have some impact. I'm not saying it's perfect.
Oh, it does. It has a lot of impact.
Yeah, you get enough
don't
people.
Don't be shy against calling repeatedly. I mean, they're going to get hundreds and thousands of calls from people on this issue, hopefully in the next week, if we can get the new right evangelicals calling, too. And they're not going to remember your voice. This is war. We're in a fight to save our free speech and save our liberties. And the fact of the matter is all members of the House and Senate are servants of the American people. They're not primarily... I mean, not exclusively servants of their constituents. They're servants of the American people, and you have a right to speak to all of them.
Okay. Now, one other thing. For people who do not have web access, let's say they don't have access to your web, do you know the number of senators' names that you could name offhand that are very pro? You said Kennedy, and you said one in Oregon. That's surprising with Oregon, because they don't even have much difference.
Actually, we have that on our website.
That's too many to list? Okay.
If you really wanted to get those names, and you don't have the Internet, you could call me at my home phone, and I could mail those names to you.
Well, they don't mail. They can just call you, and they'll write them down, so you don't have to spend any money.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Do something.
All right, Henry.
I'd be happy to help you out.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Henry. Okay, we'll be back with Doug next and anyone else on the line in the final few minutes of the segment with Ted Pike. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Okay, I'm back now, and I know Ted, has been a little under the weather today, so I'm going to let you go after this last segment, Ted, but we do have another call from Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Ted.
Yes.
Rick knows that I'm a huge fan of that. Down here in Texas, we're fortunate enough to have that great Judeo-Christian...
John Hagee.
John Hagee.
Yes.
And he takes his little flock of goyim over there when they get their pockets full and tells them to leave their New Testament behind when they go to Israel to worship our great state of Israel that God put here. They're his special people. And bring plenty of money and leave your New Testament at home and everything will be fine. We'll see.
That's true. They have banned the New Testament in Israel proper, haven't they, Ted?
Well,
yeah, they certainly have.
Well, there's a lot of...
No, it's really something that...
Talk about book burning, huh?
2,000 years ago, the apostles... If the apostles spoke the name of Jesus and publicly proclaimed Jesus as the Messiah in the streets of Jerusalem, they faced... imprisonment and possible flogging, which is a form of torture. And according to the anti-missionary laws of Israel today, if you proclaim the name of Jesus publicly in the streets of Jerusalem, you can face possible imprisonment and even torture in an Israeli prison along with these Palestinians. It looks like the Jews haven't made too much spiritual progress in the last 2,000 years, does it?
Well, the thing is, Jesus is very misleading because he says stuff like, blessed are the peacemakers. Well, if that's the case, how are we going to fight a war against these Islamo-terrorists that threaten us, our existence? You know, they're... that just... You know, I can see where we need to have war to destroy all the goyim and so that God's people can take their rightful places, masters of the human race.
Jesus is pretty counterproductive to John Hagee's recommendation to go over and incinerate Iran, isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't, I don't feel safe knowing that Iran, that their capability of inflicting harm on us is so tremendous, and I know they have the will to do it, and I know they have the unscrupulous leaders and everything. You have to say Ahmadinejad. Can't just say Ahmadinejad, but you have to say it like Rush Limbaugh and all the other peace-loving. Our protectors say it.
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, let's be honest here now, Doug. I mean, they might even attack, one of our ships in the Mediterranean or somewhere out there that's unarmed. They might do something that dastardly, those Iranians.
Yeah, those people think like that.
Yes.
I mean, they're always noted for their false flag. They're always trying to get Israel in trouble with their false flag operations.
And thank goodness we have Israel there to be our best ally.
Thank God
we
have an ally like that.
What
would we have done over the last 50 years if we hadn't given them trillions of dollars?
Who knows? We might be hated.
Right. But one thing about Israel, with an ally like them, you sure don't need any enemies.
I don't think so.
I think
you're right there. You're onto something, Doug.
Right.
If only they would listen to you and Ted.
Right.
All right, Doug. Thank you.
On a little more serious vein, my niece, Harmony Grant, wrote an excellent little article.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Ted.
Being posted at Truth Tellers, in which she points out that Mordecai Ben-Nunu is Israel's most dangerous Christian because he spent 18 years in prison for blowing the whistle on Israel's nuclear capability
during
a time when even the U.S. didn't seem to even know it existed. Ben-Nunu, of course, had been employed at the Dimona, a nuclear development, super top secret area there in Israel, and finally came out and held some press conferences and let the world know that Israel had between 150 and 200 atomic bombs, as well as being in an active program of developing a hydrogen bomb, which, of course, can kill millions. And here Iran doesn't even have any kind of a nuclear bomb yet, an atomic bomb, and yet everyone is gung-ho, including your illustrious pastor from San Antonio, to go off and nuke Iran or their atomic centers, whatever they're doing with the uranium over there. And you see the incredible double standard.
And it's no wonder Iran would like to have those weapons with Israel commanding such an arsenal. No, I mean, talk about an arms race, That's what President Kennedy was so fearful of.
The incredible penalty we're paying of disinformation and ignorance as a result of Jewish control of the media.
That's a great column by Harmony Grant on their most persecuted Christian in Israel today is Mordecai Ben-Nunu. I guess you have to leave, Ted.
Well, I can stay around if you need me.
Well, if you want to, I don't want to push it. If you wish, then you stay ahead.
I'm happy to stay with you.
All right. Well, we'll do that then. How's that? We'll be right back with you, Ted Pike, and our calls. If you'd like to chime in now, hurry up, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
All right, we're back now, and before I forget, want to mention tomorrow night we have a very interesting program lined up, and I hope that it will come off. It will, I believe. We have someone from, well, he has a website, actually has been taken down because of complaints from the German government, but it's called honestmedia.com, and it finds the gripping and controversial news of our time. And issues that matter most to you. Of course, I have a DVD that I have screened, and one of them has to deal with the divide in America, the racial divide in America, with the invasion of the United States, having to do with the so-called cry for diversity and what that means to Americans. Where is America headed? The persecution of revisionists, the Holocaust unveiled, these and other topics, Zionist war crimes, these and other topics tomorrow night on a very special program with this individual. So I just wanted to mention that, 9 o'clock Central. Now, Ted Pike is with me, and Ted, of course, you are, you know, talking about a number of issues, and we're going to go back to the phone in a minute or so, but we started off really talking about the hate crimes bill in Congress, and then torture in Israel as a policy, which even though it is still documented by a number of sources, and including the Red Cross, Amnesty International, still the government can come up and deny it. Torture denial, so to speak. Even as we keep hearing about Holocaust denial, the government of Israel is making, again, a full-fledged effort to deny what is already known. And yet, the world sits by, and this administration and the vice president and the entire Congress sits by as captives of Zionism and allows the evils that the United States is participating in and subsidizing to continue, even against your own people, like the USS Liberty attack. And it's just absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, Scripture says that a seed who bids God seed to an evil man becomes a partaker of his evil deed.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be what's happening now, as this mentality of torture, the necessity of torture, seems to be spreading to the U.S. armed forces. And
yes,
as I mentioned in my recent article, which people can read at Truth Tellers, it's quite well documented now that the American servicemen who were torturing at Abu Ghraib were actually under the tutelage. They were being instructed by a number of Israeli torture experts.
Oh, yes.
And not only that, but I can't prove an Israeli connection at Guantanamo and Afghanistan and so on, but there's an increasing number of instances. I list dozens. In fact, Professor Quigley down at Loyola University, the professor of law there, asserts that dozens of cases of victims of torture now have come to light in U.S. Army installations and detention camps, and the U.S. government is being roundly criticized by Amnesty International for being unresponsive and vague, nebulous in responding to these allegations of Israeli type of tortures that are going on in Cuba.
Well, I mean, let's not forget the Israelis trained governments across the world in torture and interrogation, including, the government of Iran. And that was one of the reasons why, of course, the Shah was overthrown. It was the Savak that was trained to torture as they do. And, of course, when Marcos of the Philippines didn't want to let them in, you know what happened to Marcos. That was the end of his government. So you see, they do wield an enormous amount of power worldwide, as the scripture says. And it seems as if everything is evolving around this one nation, this one city, the walled city, as it were, of Jerusalem. And this wall keeps going up, and we're paying for it directly or indirectly. The American taxpayer is paying for this wall that's being built. Can you imagine? We saw the Berlin Wall come down, and we talk about the Wall of China and all of this, and yet the United States is building and helping to build this wall while denouncing it.
Yeah.
That's outrageous, Ted.
A moral contamination that goes along with this unholy alliance with Zionism. And I'm doing my very best, as you are, to reach out, to cry out, especially to evangelicals today, that this love affair with Israel has gone beyond all biblical reason. It's built now on ethics which are not really Christian ethics, have nothing to do with the gentle Jesus, but are now aligning themselves, evangelicals, with the most heinous behaviors. I wouldn't even dare to mention 90% of the instances I gave of torture, the details of how the Israelis are torturing Palestinian prisoners at this very moment in the hellholes of Israel today. And you can read about that if you come to truthtellers.org. But this is obscene. And as I was mentioning, you don't, as the scriptures say, can a man take fire within his bosom and not be burned?
Mm-hmm.
And can we embrace and hold the cloak, like Saul of Tarsus, can we hold the cloak of those who are beating the the Palestinians to uphold and not be morally guilty at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes to show you how evil and how selfish this cabal is, that the only thing they're concerned about is, in the case of Foxman, is it good for Israel? And is a relationship with Turkey and its slaughter of Armenians and the Kurds and so forth, is it good for us? To hell with the rest of the world, in a sense, is what he's saying. We consider ourselves more important, and we are a chosen people. It's just that simple. Now, if that isn't pure racism, a la Nazism, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it in a nutshell, Ted. Pretty blatant to me.
We have to make a very important distinction between the religion of the Old Testament, the true Torah, which God gave to the Jews, and I include in this latest email a little footnote in which I quote from 2 Kings how the Old Testament is devoid, absolutely devoid of any kind of sanction of torture. And certainly the government of Israel would give a lip service at least to their tradition, their Old Testament tradition. But there's an implicit repugnance to the whole idea of torture in the Old Testament. That would be a barbarity, and it was not allowed by Jehovah to his chosen people. But I include a little anecdote there from 2 Kings where the raiding bands of the Aramaeans were coming in and raising havoc in Israel, and they were smitten with blindness by Elijah, and this whole small army was incapacitated, and they led them back to Israel, and here Elisha had a small captive army ready to slaughter or torture anything. And the king of Israel said, "Shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" And Elisha said, "Oh, no, would you kill an army that you had captured?" He said, give them water and drink, a bread and water. And so they had a nice feast there, feeding those invading precursors of the Palestinians. And so all this army of the aliens went home happy. And it said the army of the raiding bands of the Arameans never came again into Israel. Now, there you have in the Old Testament a perfect example of turning the other cheek, blessing those who do evil against you. And if there were only the tiniest particle of those kinds of ethics in Israel today, you begin to see some real peace and real reconciliation in that region. But Israel is based in Zionism, and Judaism are based on hit-back ethics. Unfortunately, Islam is too, to a certain extent, but the Talmud says if you see your enemy coming to get you, you kill him first. That's in the Talmud. Kill him first. Don't feed him. Don't bless him. Don't seek the welfare of his soul. Kill him first. And that's the methodology of Zionism from the Dariafian massacre in 1948 to the present. What I'm trying to do to the evangelicals is to waken them up that Israel is increasingly becoming a Judeo-fascistic, anti-Christian a nation which is no friend to Christianity.
Okay. All right. Let's take a call from Charlene in Missouri now. Charlene, hi. You're on with Ted Pike.
Hi. I would like very much if somebody could tell me some kind of document or something I could go on the website to prove to somebody that, like you said, it's illegal to distribute Bibles. I don't know if that's a whole Bible or just the New Testament. I have a friend that really doesn't believe that.
You're talking about in Israel proper?
Yeah.
Yes, well, that is the law there, and that exempts Jerusalem, though, I believe, currently because of the tourism, that you can bring a New Testament into Jerusalem. Is that right, Ted?
Well, I don't know about that distinction.
That has been the case in the past anyway. It may have changed now.
Uh-huh.
But in Israel proper, it is not allowed.
In 1977, Charlene, the Knesset passed a law, which is their famous anti-missionary law.
Mm-hmm.
It was December 26th, the day after Christmas, and it requires 5 years penalty in prison for anyone who witnesses, that is a Gentile who witnesses to a Jew, and in the process of witnessing to him, offers him some kind of a material
gratuity of some kind. It could be as little as a tract or a leaflet or a cup of coffee or something like that. And then there's also a subsequent law which makes it a felony to try to entice a minor to be converted to Christianity. That has a six-month penalty in prison in Israel. And now, right now, the Shah's party, which is equal in power to Likud, it's the Sephardic party, rapidly gaining in power. It has introduced new legislation which would make it a felony punishable by a year in prison for anybody in the country, Jew or Gentile, who tries to convert any Israeli, young or old, to Christianity.
Wow.
Now, these I have documentation for some of this at the end of my latest article on torture in Israel. Just come to truthtellers.org and go down to the footnotes, and you'll find several articles from the Jerusalem Post there to that to this effect.
What was that? I go down to what culture and what?
Yeah, go to truthtellers.org.
Right. I know how to get there. And then what do I look for on your site?
Yeah, just look for my latest article by Reverend Ted Pike. It came out just a couple of days ago. It's called Torture in Israeli Prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's about a five-page article there. Just go to the footnotes at the end, and I have several articles referenced there from the Jerusalem Post.
Now, you know, also, you might want to tell your friend there as well, Charlene, that if she has any doubts, all she has to do is to email directly to the representatives of the government of Israel and ask them specifically, may I bring to Israel a New Testament, a Christian Bible, upon my visitation? If I were to visit Israel, am I allowed to bring that? And that will answer her question right there. They will tell her no.
Well, I think a more specific question would be, can I bring it to Israel and give it to an Israeli who is not a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a different thing, because there are all kinds of Christians coming, and, you know, they're having their Easter services, they're bringing their New Testaments, but they are strictly warned, I believe, that it is against the law to try to witness to an Israeli and give him a New Testament or a tract of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Right. In other words, if I brought a New Testament, is it just the New Testament or the entire Bible?
Well, I think it's pretty much... See, it's just any kind of a material enticement. That's the old law. Now, the old law, the 1977 law, has not been strictly enforced.
The
government of Israel obviously doesn't want to offend evangelicals at this time in history. It doesn't want to stop Christian tourist dollars coming in. But these laws are being put on the books. They're kind of what you call sleeper laws, that are put on the books, established, meant to be fully enforced.
Look, even the cross,
a little later down the road,
even the crucifix or the cross cannot be worn in public. I mean, that's why, I don't know if you remember the big thing with the Red Cross and the Israeli government telling them they had to get rid of their cross as a symbol. Don't you remember that? Well, that was a whole issue, and essentially the Red Cross said, "Well, I mean, would you like, to have a swastika or whatever, you know?" So they went into hysterics about that. The reality is, they don't like that. Just like a vampire hates the cross, hates the crucifix, they too do not want anything that resembles the faith of Christ. The New Testament, the Scriptures, or the cross.
Also, Rick, they have edited out all plus signs out of textbooks.
Oh, yeah, I know that. That was taken out, too. Imagine that.
Yeah, you sort of
because it resembles the cross, the plus sign. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you sort of answered a question I had. I went to Google search or something, I can't quite remember what,
mm-hmm.
and it said that there really wasn't any law right now. Evidently, like you say, there's a sleeper law. Is that correct?
What he's saying is it's not always enforced directly.
The books, but it's at the discretion of the government of Israel how and when they want to enforce that. But the law is there. I have read the law. I could find the law number and so on if somebody really wanted to find it out and get the text of it. It's exactly as I've said. It's against Gentiles witnessing to Jews and offering some kind of a material enticement. Now, up to this point, Christian Jews in Israel have been able to witness, although there is quite a persecution of them going on in Arad, in southern Israel, especially by the extreme ultra-Orthodox, the Hasidic ultra-Orthodox in the settlements in that region. But this new law that's being proposed by the Shah's party in Knesset right now would make it a crime against the Jewish people to try to convert any Jew away from his faith, not even giving them some kind of a material inducement, witnessing to them.
We've got a break, Ted. Thank you, Charlene, for your call. We'll be right back. Stay where you are, Ted Pike. I'm Rick Adams.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
All righty. The law of the lawless. Just had a caller off air who said that she went with a group to Israel some time ago, recently, and their Bibles were confiscated, Ted. and they were told that when they left, they would give them back to them, their New Testament. So apparently there's another example and a testimony.
Yes.
All right. Now, we have another call, and I just want to impress upon people again that Tuesday morning to get on the lines with the senators, and you can call as many as you'd like, particularly your own senator. And, Ted, those numbers, again, I have them, but if you wish, you may give them quickly, and we'll take a final call.
Yes. The toll-free number to the senator from your district is 877-851-6437. That's 877-851-6437. And the toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And come to truthtellers.org for a list of about 37 of the best chances for getting a change of mind out of some more senators.
And not to mention your niece's column, Harmony's column, on Mordecai Vanunu. It's dynamite. Let's see. Scott in Florida is our last call. Hello, Scott. Yes, you're on with Ted Pike. Are you there, Scott? Maybe he went. He went fishing. Okay. All right. He dropped off. That's fine. That gives us the time to just sum up again and to just to recapitulate, if you will, that the ADL, the number one, really the number one terror group in the country that works for the state of Israel, it's an illegally unregistered arm of the Israeli government. They want this hate crimes bill, and you have to ask yourself, why do they want this bill? Surely they are not concerned about crimes against Matthew Shepard and the homosexuals and others who are being allegedly, you know, killed and tortured and beaten by the thousands across America. There is an agenda. There is an ulterior motive. And that is why it is vital to defeat this bill and nip it in the bud. And it can be done this coming week when the Congress comes back. That's all I can say, Ted, and we will be watching it, we'll be talking about it, and certainly you will be keeping us abreast of it, right?
Yes, I certainly will. I'll be probably doing quite a bit of talk radio at the beginning of next week. And,
excellent.
Hopefully we can get the new right, taking immediate action. The place to defeat this hate bill is not depending on the president to do it for us. We need to have a good, clean kill in the Senate with a floor vote, not only killing this amendment, but also killing the bill itself.
All right. Quickly now, we have about 30 seconds. We have Scott back. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, Rick, I was here the whole time. You know, I'm not Henry from Connecticut. I don't have a chance to speak every time.
Are you sure you're not
in
Rick from Florida?
I don't have a chance to speak every time
okay.
I want.
All right. Thank you for the call. So, Ted, then that's all they have to do. And basically, that's it. You're doing yeoman work, as John said earlier. And I want you to realize that we are going to, one way or another, we're going to, by the grace of God, defeat this bill.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Amen. Thank you. And we will talk again. Thank you very much, Ted Pike. www.truthtellers.org. And a reminder, tomorrow night we plan a very interesting program, very different program, Honest Media Today, the website, and the host and the guest will be known tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. He will be here discussing some rather controversial issues facing America and the war against Christians and whites in particular. So you don't want to miss it. South African genocide included.